love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another live edition of Messy & Co. I'm Ashley, and that is my amazing co-host, Gian. Gian, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Excited to be here. It's a quick turnaround for us this week.
Quick turnaround. It's going to be like I haven't had a chance to miss you.
Yeah, exactly. It's only been a couple of days. So, but yeah, it's always fun to talk about Inter Miami, always fun to talk about Messi. So, obviously, very happy to be here and excited to chat a bit with everybody that follows us and is tuning in. So I guess we're giving it a few minutes here, but this is one of those cool, even though it's not a post game, it is a live pod for the week and a live preview. So that's
yeah, fun. We've been liking the Monday pods. I think it's been a good way. And I mean, normally we've been doing them as kind of like a recap slash getting ready for the week. But obviously, we already have had our post game recap. I think there's still probably a couple of loose ends that we can talk about as it relates to the game Saturday. I know Tata Martina had a couple comments during the press conference about formations, things like that. We see a couple of players who are almost ready to come back, it seems like, or are ready to come back. And it's going to be a very busy period of time for Inter Miami starting Wednesday with rivalry week against Orlando City, our fiercest rival, our in-state rival, Sunshine Classico. It's going to be taking place Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. in Orlando. I'm already excited for that game. Like, you know, there's something about rivalries, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%, and that's our main rival right there. And those are the guys that they even named their stadium after us recently, Inter and Co. So that'll be the first time we play at
after us too.
After a name that after at a stadium rather that is named after us, so that'll be exciting and a fun way to poke fun at Orlando City. But yeah, anytime it's Orlando versus Miami, it's definitely something it's must watch TV. We've seen already Messi in his short time here with Inter Miami has already embraced El Sunshine Classico. We've seen him kind of get up and be a little bit, what would you say? Like, he's shown some level of aggression there against
Orlando. Yeah,
he's up for it. Very physical with him. So it'll be exciting. I know that maybe for Messi, after being in El Clásico against Real Madrid, maybe, you know, it's not the same thing, but it is. He definitely understands what it means to us as
Inter. What do you mean? It's not the same? You don't think this is the same as going to the Bernabeu?
Let's put up. We got to pull up a poll up on Twitter. Let's see what people think.
Right.
Clásico, Sunshine Clásico, or El Clásico in Spain?
Let us know in the comments. But you know, before we get into maybe the matchup itself, I think that a couple of things to tie up from the game on Saturday. You know, we said it after the live stream that we were happy because we won, and it was positive. And the fact that we were able to come from behind, score three goals, all without getting a goal contribution from Messi, is a pretty good result, all things considered, because it means that, you know, we don't have to do everything through Messi and that other people are continuing to grow and shine. What we did see as problems obviously had to do with, you know, the defensive and midfield structure kind of going back to its old ways and leading to like the team just not being on it. Tata Martino was asked about that during his press conference, and he said something maybe a little different than normal, which is he took responsibility really for the formation and saying, because of the personnel and because of what I thought Montreal was going to do, I did a 4-4-2. But it didn't work, and we switched to the 4-3-3, and it did work, and so I'm not going to be messing with it again for Orlando. So, and that's me paraphrasing, by the way, but that's basically what he said, and that makes me happy because, you know what, like, to his credit, every opponent you play is different, and what they were going to do and how they were going to play us was different. They beat us at home. They beat us with sound counterattacking football, and he was trying to prevent that from happening. I think it didn't, with the personnel that there were, didn't work out, but he made the adjustments, the team won, and he has made it, I'd say, pretty clear that we will see Wednesday, number one, a very strong lineup, number two, a 4-3-3. So that's good.
That's good that he said that. You know, there haven't been, I think, too many times this season where he's admitted an error like that. So it's good to see that from Tata Martino. I also think he's realizing that he can't. Okay, I understand what he was doing, and he was trying to counter what he thought Montreal was going to try to do. But I think that one thing that he's learned so far, and admittedly after this last press conference, is that Inter Miami is the best team in MLS. Inter Miami,
yeah, we don't need to worry about other people. They have to worry about us.
Does not have to plan.
Yeah.
As far as what their formation is going to look like and try to counteract with the other team. It's the other way around. The other team needs to adjust to make sure they counteract the firepower that Inter Miami has in Suarez, in Messi. Now you're adding Matias Rojas, who, by the way, is the third leading scorer on this team in just three games. So it's just incredible. So that's what other teams have to do. And I think that moving forward, there aren't going to be too many instances other than maybe injuries or that sort of thing where I think Tata's going to look at another team and say, I need to change the way we play. He said that himself, like, I can't change the way we play. The way we play has already shown successful. There's no reason to do that. And I think that this will probably be one of the last times. And I'm just, you know, as much slack as Tata Martino has gotten for some of his decision-making, I think it's a bright spot for us and a good sign for him to admittedly say, I know what I did wrong. I learned from my mistakes. Hey, and adjustments. How many times have we talked about in-game adjustments? With
in-game adjustments, yeah.
He adjusted as soon as he saw that. He didn't even wait for the first half to be over to make some adjustments, and it worked out perfectly. So I think that it's good. And now we're in a five-game win streak. The longest win streak we've ever had, right ahead of a game against our in-state rivals. So this team is in tip-top shape, ready for a great game on Wednesday.
100%, yeah. I mean, this is a great way to summarize it. Good point. We play our best match, let the other team adjust and worry about us. And I think that's what we're going to see moving forward. And, like, look, to Tata's what we said, ups and downs, the truth of the matter is that he knows that in a few weeks he's not going to have his best player. And he may not have the second best player either. And so I don't know if it's trying to already predict what's going to happen. It's trying to have the team adjust and be able to play multiple playing styles. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he switched it. We move forward. We play a huge game on Wednesday, and I think we'll be putting our best foot forward. With that, though, a question maybe is, what's up, Black Story? Good to see you as always. What's important is, you know, who is going to play? Who is going to be available to play? Well, big question mark that everyone had after that game was, is Lionel Messi okay? Is he injured? Is he going to be able to play? Because obviously we saw the first half right before we got that goal back from that insane Matias Rojas free kick. Messi got tackled pretty tough and, you know, hurt his leg and had to get some treatment and then be on the sidelines. But he came back in, played the rest of the game. Hadn't heard anything on it yet, and we still haven't. And so with that, I would say I think he's fine, and I think he's going to be playing Wednesday. There were some pictures and videos yesterday, which, by the way, for all of our followers and their moms, happy Mother's Day from yesterday. Hope you got to enjoy it wherever you are in the world. Spend it with your loved ones. I know it's different in different places throughout the world, but yesterday was Mother's Day here, and so you know, he was with his family and Luis Suarez with his family, and they went to Hard Rock Hotel. Videos of him walking around, hanging out. He looked like he was walking normal. I mean, you never know, I guess, but I think that I don't believe that's going to be a concern. I think we'll see him starting Wednesday just as normal.
Yeah, I would have liked to see videos of him maybe belly flopping or cannonballing into the pool.
That or backflipping, yeah.
That would have made me feel better about him. But no, yeah, he went back in. It was definitely concerning. Anytime you see Messi on the ground for an extended period of time, because you know that Messi isn't one of those that falls on the ground and stays there a long time unless he's really injured. He'll literally fall and get right back up and continue on with the play if he can. So the fact that he was down for a while was a bit concerning. Obviously he comes off and then he wants to get right back in, and that new 2-minute rule affected him, where he said it was funny. He actually got caught on camera saying, hey, these new rules, that's not the way to do it, man. Like, he said that, and even he disagrees with that rule. I know that some of us might feel differently, but I just thought it was an interesting insight as to how he feels about that. But no, he went right back in there. He played really well. I think that he looks good from what we've seen and from what we saw in that second half where he continued to play. But tomorrow is a practice. Tomorrow they'll practice, so we'll get some more insight into that. Mm-hmm. We'll see how he looks. We'll see how he trains. They'll have that one practice tomorrow before they head up to Orlando, but I'm not really overly concerned. And even, you know, sometimes depending on schedule congestion and that sort of thing, some of the concern might be, hey, there's a game on Wednesday. There's a game on Saturday. Are they going to rest him? Look, there's no resting Messi because he's going to be gone pretty soon for Copa America. He's going to play every game that he is physically able to play. None of that resting thing. That's gone. That's out the door. For now, he'll be, and as long as he's healthy, he'll be available. And we have to also realize, Gaston Edul actually reported today that Argentina will be here in the United States in 3 weeks. So time is coming soon where he'll be joining them. And usually they have a camp right before their game. So it's not like, hey, you know, he'll play right up to 3 days before, you know, he'd be with Inter Miami 3 days before their first game for Copa America. No, they come here and they have a camp. So he'll be joining them a bit earlier. So it'll be a few weeks. So
it's good to know. Yeah. Here, quick comment on this. I think it's, you know, the rule is stupid. It's good when there's divers and fakers, but why punish the ones? Yeah, I mean, look, I think I agree with Jen when he said he sees both sides. To Messi's point, if you're the losing team, you're obviously not going to do it. And so maybe the idea is that it becomes a little bit more arbitrary that when it's, you know, a team winning, depending on the time, this, that, and the other. But you don't want things to be, you know, subjective. You don't want it to be the referee's decision if he's feeling it or not feeling it. So they're trying to figure it out. This is a good reason, though, why it doesn't work is, you know, when it's the person who's on a team who's losing and he just needed treatment and he wants to come back, there's really no reason for him to wait 2 minutes. So it's a work in progress, but, you know, it is what it is. Who is going to play, though, maybe that didn't play in the last couple of games? Well, number one, Jordi Alba. Jordi Alba is going to be fit to play. Yep. As far as we have heard, unless there's been any changes in the last couple of days, we'll obviously know for sure tomorrow. But if he's available, I'm fairly certain he's going to start. And maybe it's good because, Negri has had to play 90 minutes for the last couple of games. He had to come straight into a high moving, high octane side after almost a year from his injury. So understandably, maybe he could use the rest and there's no reason to not play Jordi Alba. Another player is Federico Redondo, who we have not seen play in almost 8 weeks because of an MCL or he pulled his something like that.
I think it was a knee injury.
Yeah. And he has been out. We obviously missed him a lot for the Champions Cup, but he's getting closer and closer. He's not going to play on Wednesday. I can say that with pretty high certainty. But he posted that he's coming soon. And wow, will that be a massively welcome addition to this team? As we said, we know that, you know, we'll be losing a couple players in a few weeks. Having him back in the rotation will be huge.
Yeah, that was an LCL injury that he sustained back in March. And he supposedly was diagnosed with having to, I guess, a recuperation period of about 8 weeks. So where are we at now? March, April, May. So we're right at that kind of that benchmark where he was supposed to be coming back. So again, to that previous point that you made, he had at a point in time on his social media indicated that he was close to coming back. So I would hope that, that he is back. Let's see, it's around half the way through May. So maybe, maybe Saturday,
he'll get some minutes.
Man, he'll get some minutes. We know that Inter Miami doesn't like to rush players back from injury. They usually will give them a few minutes here and there. So hopefully we'll start to see him some Redondo minutes, especially as the, time starts to wind down before we start to lose some of these players to Copa America. It'd be good for Redondo to already have some time under his belt, as he'll be one of the main players that'll be sticking around.
Yeah.
Some head out. So hopefully he'll be back. As you said, Alba, huge part of this team. Negri has done a great job in his absence, I think. I'm a big Negri fan.
Yeah.
Alba, obviously, very dynamic, and just his ability to read Messi, his communication with Messi, their understanding together, both on the pitch, adds a whole another dynamic to the offense. And then Aviles. Aviles is going to be back from he wasn't able to play last game. He was suspended.
Yellow card.
Yep. Accumulation of yellow card. So he'll be back. We know that that's going to be a huge difference. As we saw, obviously, Christoph and Chelo, especially in that first half, had a lot of communication issues. They didn't really understand or mesh well on that right side. That caused a lot of issues for Inter Miami on the defensive end, which led to an early two-goal lead for Montreal. So that'll definitely be a really good thing to have Aviles back. Him and Freire are really good for us in the at the center back position.
Totally. Yeah, totally agree. I think, you know, it will be interesting to start to see once Redondo is back, like what do those combinations look like? What does it mean for a player like a Gressel, Ruiz, Kramaski? Where do they fit in, you know, and how has that worked? You know what they call this one? They because these players are so cold, they call it the burr. This is Burr. Not to be confused with AKA, which was not good. This is good.
AKA was not good. AKA defense not good. Burr midfield good.
Burr is good. It's cold. It's like the Cole Palmer, right? So it'll be exciting to see. And you know, to the point, although we did beat Orlando City, you know, tremendously, scored five on them. When they played at home against us at home, you know, it's still a rivalry. They've been on a better streak. They just won away at Philadelphia this past weekend. Their new DP player got an absolute screamer of a goal. And they're going to be hosting, you know, it's high stakes, high rivalry. It's for what we've been doing the last few weeks. It's only one game a week. We now have our second game in 3 days, you know. This is going to be where they're going to try and pounce. You know, this isn't going to be where they lay down and say, oh, you can beat us again 5-0. Not going to happen. So it's going to be an intense game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun game. It's always fun. Anytime you play your in-state rival, it's always going to be fun, no matter what form the teams are in. They're always going to be at their best when they play each other. So that'll be fun. You know, Inter Miami has outscored Orlando 9-2 in their previous three meetings. But here's an interesting thing. Inter Miami are yet to win away against Orlando. So that'll be, you know, we talk about a historic season for Inter Miami with all the goals they're scoring, with the possibility, what looks like, you know, unfortunately, Messi won't be around, but it looks like we have a strong team to possibly break records for goals, break records for points. It looks like we can get a supporter shield. We can get an MLS cup. Like, there's a lot going on. And on top of that, maybe we can get our first win to add to that historic season over at a stadium named after us in Orlando. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I think 5-0 is something that's also probably something they're holding.
As revenge.
They, you know, anytime you get 5-0, that stings a lot. It doesn't matter what anybody says. And I think that they'll use that as motivation. And we've seen, like, you know, we think some of these games are going to be easy, but we've seen these teams, no matter what, come in and play hard against us. And I feel like we've said this, and we have said this for the past six games. Let's see if maybe we can have another game where we don't get scored on, or the first time in six games where you don't get scored on first. That'd be nice. So,
yeah, it would be nice. We'll see. Maybe because we'll have our defense shored up again. We'll have Aviles back. We'll most likely have Alba back. That makes a big difference, you know.
I think it does.
It'll be interesting to see. I've been really happy with what we've played so far. I think it's still important to realize that. Look, with how well we've been playing. And, you know, the consistency, the wins, we still need to play Columbus. We still need to play Cincinnati, right? Who are two of the biggest threats in the East that, you know, with our new look team, we haven't played yet. And so it will be really important to, like, pace ourselves and know that we still have a lot of big matches coming, some with Messi here, some with him not here. It's good that we're taking the journey, but the season isn't ending tomorrow, right? You know, there's still a long way to go, and all we can hope for is that each game, each difficult test, like, look, Saturday was a difficult test. Yeah, they weren't in good form, but it's an away game. It was an intense atmosphere. They were beating us by two goals in the first half. We checked off a lot of boxes in that game, boxes that we hadn't checked previously in a lot of matches. We were able to not only come back, but win. We were able to do it without needing goals and assists from Messi. I mean, those are huge, huge differences.
And we've talked about that plenty of times where we knew how reliant this team was on Messi, and we wanted to find, especially knowing that Messi was going to be missing games, we wanted to find guys to step up and kind of take that, um, take a hold of the team, put it on their back so that Messi also can, you know, take a rest and be not so dependent on him. And it was good to see Rojas do that. Suarez just continues to be on a tear. Kremaski comes back, and then he scores. So it was really nice to see that. I think that it'll be, as we said,
big confidence boosts.
Yeah, as we said, we haven't won in Orlando in our history, but at the same time, Orlando is, I believe, has lost two in a row at home. This could be the first time, if we do win, the first time they lose three consecutive games at home since 2022. So that's also
a lot of firsts in line, you know.
That's a lot of stuff on the line here. And, you know, if you look at the MLS standings, you know, we're ahead in points right now, but we also have one game in hand. And I think that if we look at some of these teams that are, you know, really good as well in the Eastern Conference, you named one of them, Cincinnati, they have 24 points. They're right behind us. New York has 20 points. So if we drop this game, you know, there's a possibility that Cincinnati can tie us in points, and even though one more game than them. So you want to make sure that you continue to build that cushion for us, especially. Yeah. And we just keep referring to this over.
I know
and
we
over
keep again, saying, but it's true.
It's true. With Copa America coming and you missing a lot of players, you're talking about missing Messi, maybe Suarez, Gomez, maybe Rojas too. You know, you want to make sure that you take care of these next 3-4 games or whatever it is before some of these guys leave. And it's
because
tough.
We're going to drop points when Messi is gone. Like there's, you know, unless something, and that's okay. It's okay to drop some points, not all of the points. Like I still expect us to play well. I still expect us to get good results, but we're going to lose or we're going to drop points in some of those scenarios because we're not going to have the same firepower. And that's understandable. It's about one, preparing for that, and two, creating a team and creating a deep enough rotation where you feel like you can still put out a good product and keep progressing. And so games like Wednesday, Saturday, you know, these are, it's tight turnarounds. Yeah, it's a tough environment, but we have to show, like, step on their necks, keep it going.
Yeah, I know. And we have Anton here to his point. You know, Minnesota has 10 games played and they've got 20 points. So, you know, we're not just talking about the Eastern and the Western Conference standings here. We're talking about Supporters Shield. We want to try to win as much as we can. And you've got teams that are doing very well that are right behind us. You know, you have got Real Salt Lake as one of the top teams right now in MLS. Same thing with Minnesota. LA Galaxy are doing very well. LAFC right now has 18 points with 12 games played, and they are about to get Giroud right now from Milan.
It's going to get tight.
So some of these teams are getting better as well as the season goes along.
San Diego might be getting Kevin De Bruyne, I saw.
Are you serious? I haven't heard that, really?
Yeah. San Diego or San Jose? I think San Diego.
That would be insane.
Look, what we said, I mean, the Messi effect is real. Like, there's no denying it. Same thing like when it was Beckham. You know, it doesn't – not every single thing is him. And, you know, there could be debates. But Messi has created an intense, competitive, globally watched environment in MLS, okay? People around the world are watching. And they're seeing competitive matches. You know, Inter Miami, we're winning now. But look, we didn't win every game even with him. You know, we didn't win every tournament even with him. It's a competitive game. They're great players. There's young talent coming from South America, young talent going to Europe. Like, it's starting, they're really becoming part of the overall cycle of football. And seeing a player like Olivier Giroud, who, he's in his 30s, but he's still, I mean, I don't know if he's going to the Euros or not, or if he retired from international, but like, he'd be called to the Euros. You know, he's still one of the best scorers in Europe. He's still an incredible, and he's coming here to play. You know, like I said, Kevin De Bruyne may be coming here to play. A lot of other players, you know, maybe Luka Modric is going to come, maybe Angel Di Maria, maybe Nacho, like a lot of players who are still playing at the best clubs in Europe looking to come to MLS. And, you know, the Messi effect is real, and I hope they keep taking advantage of it. And I hope the level of competition and people are coming in their early 30s, not their late 30s. You know, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, you think about these players that are maybe outside of their prime, or maybe the last years of their prime, and they're leaving some of these bigger leagues, leaving, you know, the Premier League, leaving
Serie A
or La Liga. And whereas they maybe would have gone to other leagues where, you know, maybe to play in Portugal, maybe going back to their home teams in Argentina and Brazil, like some of the, or even the Saudi league, or maybe to play in Paris. Some of these leagues that they would have gone to before, they kind of disappeared. They don't have the limelight that they were accustomed to. And I think MLS now is a new avenue that they have where they can still go and play in a competitive league and not disappear. Because you have name guys like Neymar, guys like Cristiano Ronaldo that go over to Saudi Arabia, but who the heck watches that league? Nobody watches that league. The only reason we hear about them is because they're of memes on social media and things like that. Whereas now, with the amount of attention and visibility that Messi has brought to MLS, and that MLS has because of the big contracts that they have with like Apple, Adidas.
Yeah, Apple season pass, 187 countries.
Yeah, I think it makes these players that are used to, again, just the light being shined on them and being a spectacle and having all this attention to say, hey, I can leave this team that I'm at now, go to MLS and still kind of have that same feeling where I'm not going to be just lost in a page in history. And football, people are still going to watch me. They're going to know who I am, and I can still build my brand, which I think is still important to them. They can get these brand deals, they can get these sponsorships, and not to mention their families are also in a good place and enjoying themselves. We saw again Messi, Suarez. I think we tweeted it on Messi and Co. You tweeted it about, hey, that's one of the benefits of being here in Miami.
Yeah, you get to enjoy something great like that. Yeah,
Hard Rock. So to your point, yeah, like I think. Some other players have done this, but Messi has probably brought the most attention to MLS and saying, you can be an all-star. You can be one of the best in the world. And it's acceptable now to come to MLS and finish your career over here.
And have a high level of play. Look, I mean, we've said it in the last few times, 22 goal contributions in like 9 games, right? Or something like, or 6, like a silly amount of games, Ooh. League games that Messi has played. 22 goal contributions. Uh-huh, right, yeah. Now, he's still... In like a world best 11, or he's on the bench if you want to. I mean, that's being a little harsh probably, but like he's still in a world best team, and he's, I think
there are a lot of teams there's still a lot of teams in Europe that would have him starting, a lot of teams.
100%, yeah. And so it's great, and it's amazing. To your point, he's bringing that high level of play. Like Olivier Giroud is gonna be playing at a high level when he joins LAFC. They're a title contender too. You know, it's not going to be goals, nothing.
20 assists in 130 appearances.
Hugo Lloris was just, you know, was a goalie for Tottenham, and he's playing and he's being great goalie at LAFC. So it's great. It's great for the league, and I hope it keeps growing that way. I think, you know, America's great for these players, for these teams, for the brand. To your point, like, there's so much youth soccer in America. There's so many great communities built. There's such a strong Latin American community, obviously, which plays more, you know, for Messi, but just so many cultures represented, so much diversity. It's really great. And, you know, people recognize, I love when I see videos of like people driving and then he just drives up next to him, you know, and they like, he lowers his window and says hi and says, thank you. You know, like he could still be a regular guy here. And, you know, when he was in Barcelona and stuff, he could never do that. He couldn't just go in the middle of the street and stuff. And so I think he's enjoyed it. And I think it's, you know, it's being a masterclass on another masterclass that Messi does, but a masterclass of moving to a league, obviously not at the exact level of the top 5 in Europe, but certainly still a top 10 league in the world, coming in, bringing the lights, bringing the attention, bringing good soccer. You know, 187 countries watching all over the world, Messi Inter Miami jerseys all over the world. It's great.
Yeah.
No, selling out stadiums everywhere he goes, whether it's home or away, selling out football, American football stadiums to watch him play. It's just doing so much. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Messi has done a lot for this sport in his short time here, and he's done a lot for this Inter Miami team. And now he's got a chance to go into another Clásico for us. And I think if it's any indication what he's been doing these last few games, he's going to put up a big time show for us. And I think the same thing for a guy like Matias Rojas. I think that he'll be introduced very quickly to the Sunshine Clásico, and he's going to continue on his tier. Right now, the team leaders for Inter Miami, just so we know, Luis Suarez added that other goal, another goal on Saturday. So he now has 11. He actually has more goals right now than Messi. Messi has 10. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Matias Rojas in what, 3 games now has 3 goals. Yeah, 3 goals, and he's the third leading scorer for Inter Miami.
Just banger after banger.
And I am. It's funny. There was I forgot who commented. One of you guys in chat commented on our show or on YouTube, maybe, how it's like, okay, now we need to let Matia Roja start shooting our free kicks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't hate it, but I'll still say, if you're asking me, gun to my head, who am I taking my free kicks? It's Lionel Messi. But, you know, we can cross that bridge when we come to it. I saw a comment here also agreed. Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba have also really ingratiated themselves in the team and playing at, you know, sometimes say that, you know, Busquets are asking him maybe to do a little too much. He doesn't have quite the same motor, but you're still seeing him and Jordi Alba and obviously Luis Suarez. But since they came last year, playing at a high level, great intensity and, you know, bringing more quality to the league, more quality to the team. It's not like, it doesn't look like you're watching, you know, just two or three players play up here and then everyone else is like, you know, JV. Like, it's still, you're seeing everyone's football keep getting better, consistent. Look, we've seen Kremaski play fantastic. We've seen Robert Taylor play out of this world, like Drake Callender, even though he's having a rough patch now. Think about the saves he was making last year. Think about the saves he was making in League's Cup, like just elevating everyone's performance and play. And that's what you want when you bring over these superstars, right? You want them to improve everyone around them and bring this winning mentality, bringing this culture of excellence that I think they've just done a great job with.
Yeah, they've definitely done a great job. And it's just very helpful to have all these guys on this team at the same time while we are bringing up these youngsters onto the team. And they're learning from these guys, they're getting better every day. And I think that that's part of the thing. Like, there are multiple aspects to this team in Inter Miami, and it's bringing in the vets to put on a show for everybody. It's bringing in the young guys to learn from the vets to then, you know, it's like a stepping stone in Miami. You come, you learn from the vets, and then you go on and you further your career. And then you've got the guys from the second team that are also little by little making their way into getting more minutes. You've got, again, guys like Kremaski, Ruiz, Ian Frey, young guys like Afonso and all these guys that are getting, man, totally. I don't think there's any other academy in the world where they could get this type of experience.
Right. No, literally, 100%. So yeah, it'll be really exciting. And we will be doing our post-match live stream, because like we said, it's an away game. We won't be there. So make sure you're subscribed, because we will be, as soon as the final whistle blows, we will be back doing a post-game live stream, all of our reactions, hopefully on a win and you know, seeing what we got. But, you know, this wouldn't be a Messi & Co. preview if we didn't have predictions. And so it doesn't matter if this is a live stream. Doesn't matter that this is a Monday either. Let me tell you something right now. We predict. And we are going to predict.
Yep. It's Messi & Co. in predictions is what this is called.
And Messi & Co. in predictions.
And predictions. You know, I did lose the crown, the Stradamus crown, but I wasn't able to get it back last week. And I am not giving up. I just want you all to know I'm not giving up. I am a man that perseveres. A man that...
A true Stradamus.
A true Stradamus at heart. And I will, by God, get that crown back. But
you see it?
I see
it. As LeBron James would do.
We gotta
see who he is. And we have a shout out to some of our new people who we see Frederick watching from Norway. What's up? Congrats on having Erling Haaland and Martin Odegaard. That's fire. So good for you. Some from Denmark watching. What's up? Newcomer. We've obviously talked with you before. Thanks for joining. We love this community. We like to keep building it. But yeah, let's get those score predictions in. We can read some. We have Black Story saying 2-4. Now, is that 2-4 us losing or 2-4 us winning, to clarify? And then Night Track 3-1 Inter Miami. Yeah, that's a good score. Do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
No. I'm not taking this one lightly. So I need time. I'm just analyzing.
I'm getting information in.
I might ask ChatGPT for some help while you.
That's like, cheating. That's literally cheating. I will not stand for that.
Okay. I'll put it away. No ChatGPT on this one.
But I will go.
Okay.
First, ladies first. So, what do I think is going to happen? I think Inter Miami are going to win, but I think it's actually going to be a tough, tight game. And I think it's not going to actually have as much scoring as we've seen in the previous games. because I think both teams, like I said, are going to be bringing that intensity and bringing, you know, the understanding that this is a rivalry, that the last game was a butt kicking, that it's midweek, you know, it's going to be, it's getting really hot in South, in Florida, you know, as summer is getting closer. The weather's going to be hot. And so with all of that being said, I think Inter Miami are going to win 2-1. Oh, I see. Oh, look, someone said it. Look at that. I didn't steal it from you, Turtle, I swear, but I'm glad we're on the same page. 2-1. Close and low scoring. This is exactly my thinking too. I think they're going to be out for revenge, but I don't think they're going to get it. So, yeah, I see another one that's saying 3-1. Yeah, I mean, somewhere in that ballpark seems right, but I'm going to go with 2-1, Inter Miami win, and I'll give my goal scoring for the Stradamus. It's going to be Lionel Messi, and it's going to be Luis Suarez.
Messi and Suarez. Okay. So I was also thinking 2-1, but I want to make it different. So I'm going to go.
We can both. We can be Stradamai. Oh, Stradamai. Plural.
Stradamuses. That sounds so strange. Okay, yeah. I'm going to try to avoid the Stradamai. I will avoid that. So I will go with. Okay, so Orlando City is definitely going to be out for blood. They're going to want to come out with everything they can to avenge that 5-0 booty beating that we gave them. And I think that they will – they're at home. I'm going to go 3-2. I'm going to go 3-2. I'm going to go with a repeat score of last time. So I'm going to go 3-2. I think it'll be, obviously that's a tight game. That's 5 goals, but I think that this Inter Miami offense is not unstoppable. And I don't think Orlando City is going to stop them. So
that is what goals. Unstoppable means.
Yep. Unstoppable. There you go, guys. Vocabulary lesson live. Unstoppable yeah. means not able to stop. And that will be Miami's offense. And then, and then Miami's defense, on the other hand, is
stoppable,
which means they can be stopped. That is why Orlando City will score 2.
Okay, cool. I think that's fair.
It'll be fun, and it'll be one of those, I think, that is going to be like one of those where at the end, maybe last 10 minutes, we have somebody does something magical, whether it's Messi or Suarez. But I do think Rojas is going to score again. I think he will keep up his goal scoring.
True. This is going to be when you have an unstoppable force versus an immovable object, which is Miami's offense versus Miami's defense. So that's a good one. And then extra stoppable. Yeah. AKA is extra stoppable. It's a great point. Yeah. It's a great point. Well, we have the different levels of stoppage, so that's important to know. I did have a question because I was thinking about this. And let me know in the chat, because this is really just a question. I'm just curious. If we were to have merch as Messi and Co., maybe something like a Messi Stradamus shirt or, you know, some other fun things that we've done, some Miami shirts about Messi, would you guys be interested in that if we had worldwide shipping? And if you're not, you can say it. I know there's lots of merch out there, but let me know in the comments if you would be interested, because, you know, we're always looking to cook up different ways to interact more with you guys and see what we got. So I'm, you know, you can just let me know what you think. No pressure either way.
I love it. Yeah. I love
Miami's defense is unstoppable. They can't stop anyone. See, that's really funny. That's pretty brilliant.
We need to add a segment. I like this. Predictions on how early
Orlando scores. Yeah.
We need to start predicting at what point in time do we receive our first goal? Will we make it out of the first half without getting scored on? Will we make it out of the first 15 minutes? That should be a segment. There's a lot of things that have been happening this season that lends itself to some comedy with this team. It's funny.
Look, sports are supposed to be fun. I think we sometimes forget that, you know, but sports are fun. They're meant to be things where you don't know what's going to happen. And it's supposed to be exciting, and it's supposed to make your heart sing and make your heart drop and do all the different things and gets you excited and cheering and, you know, that's what's supposed to do. So the goods and bads, we all take it. This is a good one. Radical prediction. Miami scores first.
Wow.
I hope you're right. That'd be a great prediction. Even more radical. Clean sheet.
Wow, man, you guys in chat are on fire with these predictions.
Holy cow. This is funny too. Ash Preetam, maybe it's because we both share Ash, but that you are firing on all cylinders right now, because that is very funny.
Oh, that is wow. That is a good one. That is
That's two absolute worldies in a row from you, Ash Preetam. So thank you for that.
Mark that early goal on your calendar, man.
On your calendar. Yeah. It'll be interesting. We'll see. But you know, like we said, we will be here to watch it with you. It'll be a lot of fun. It's exciting. We'll get more team news tomorrow, like we said, maybe more player news, like we said, you know. No, the biggest changes will be that Aviles will be back in the starting lineup. Most likely so will Jordi Alba. I imagine that Messi and Suarez and Busquets, et cetera, Matias Rojas will all be starting. Whether that includes Robert Taylor, Kremaski, Gressel, like how those three make it down to two, maybe David Ruiz, like how those four whittle down to two players, maybe not 100% sure yet. There's a lot of options, but we'll see. And if there are any other updates, we'll let you know. So just make sure you are following us on social media as always. Messi and Co. That's where it's all at. Make sure you're following us on Twitter/X, Messi and Co. TikTok, Messi and Co. 5RSN. YouTube, 5 Reason Sports. Please have your notification bell on. Please like this video. Comment. What is your score prediction? Like we said, we will give out the Stradamus of the Week award Wednesday during our post game. We will give it. And if you're right, then you are the Stradamus of the Week and you will get your call out and you will get it well deserved. I think that's what we got for this Monday afternoon, evening, I guess. But any last thoughts, Gian, before we get ready for the next one?
I would just love some of these predictions, like crazy predictions that some of y'all just put out in the last couple of minutes to come true. I'm going to keep those in mind and I will shout those out. If we get a calendar clean sheet,
with the dad jokes,
if we get a calendar clean sheet, if we score first, I mean, those are important right there. But man, and these dad jokes have been on
unreal.
Point.
They all started with my burr, by the way.
I think our chat has the best dad jokes of any other Inter Miami pod, I think, around. I think our chat
has the best commentary of all of MLS chats. How about that?
100%. I am so proud of you guys today. You guys, wow, really.
You guys are awesome.
I'm getting emotional, I think.
Well, before you get too emotional, thank you all so much for watching and participating in this preview episode edition of Messi & Co. It is rivalry week. We will be back Wednesday as soon as that final whistle blows to recap Orlando City versus Inter Miami, and we cannot wait. So let us know what you think. Drop your prediction. Drop your predictions of goal scorers, of what you think is going to happen. Let us know, and we will shout it out. So we'll see you next time, all right?
See you guys next time.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.